بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولاء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. Today we have two main things on hand. Okay. Yep. Two main things on hand. Number one is the conjugation of Ali Ma Ya'lamu. Number two is the Quran Sari. The conjugation of Ali Ma Ya'lamu is actually the conjugation of the past tense, the present tense in its marfu' form, the present tense in its mansub form, and the present tense in its majzum form. All three. So that's why we have four columns here for conjugations. I have removed the fa'il, the actor, because the actor for the past tense is different sometimes than the present tense. And the objective right now is just to conjugate it all in one place. But I've left the pronouns because the pronouns will tell us what it is that we are trying to achieve. So with that said, I am going to start us off with he knew, past tense. That would be alima, right? I'm just going to fill the top row just so that you know what we're going to do. Alima, he knows, marfu' is ya'lamu, okay? He will not know, mansub, will be lan ya'la. Ma, correct? And he did not know, the negation with lam. The negation with lam would be lam ya'lam, what he did not know. Allam al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Okay, so I'm just filling one of this. And then all of these rows, or all these columns rather, we will be filling out today, inshallah. So I'm going to actually ask you if you can take a minute to do alima from they both to they feminine and send that to me as a private message, please. Thank you very much. Oh, hold on. People are waiting for the answers. What's going on? I don't. Maybe because my garage door was opening, that's why you thought there's a bass sound. All right, Jasmadia Ahsanti. Perfect. Well done, sister Mahdiya. All right. No, we're doing the past tense first. We're going to do the past tense first. Well done, Sister Mahdiya. Ahsanti. Well done, mashallah. Oh, Brother Musa, we're doing the column first. So do this column first. Okay, I just wrote this to make you, to show you what we will be doing as the conjugation, but right now I want you to do this. All right, I'm going to start writing this, inshallah. So, They both, and if you are joining us right now or you didn't do it before, you can do it right now with us, okay? They both knew, this would be Alima. Very nice. Well done. Alhamdulillah. They knew. You can send this to all. You don't have to send it privately. They knew. Alimu. Very nice. Alimu. Okay. She knew. Very good. Alimat. They both female knew. Alimata. Very nice. They female knew. Alimna. Alimna. Very nice. Great job. Okay, now it should be easy because R3 has sukun, right? So let's try to do this. You knew. Alim ta. Alim ta. You both knew. Alim. You both. Alim Tuma, very nice. Alim Tuma. You all knew. Alim Tum. You female knew. Alim. You female singular. Alim T. You all female knew. Alim Tunna. Alim Tunna, very nice. I knew. Alim Tu. We knew. Alimna. Like that, right? Okay, very good. Mashallah. Do I have a few people who would like to read this out with me? All right, alhamdulillah, we have a couple people, inshallah. Let us try to presentation. There's the spotlight. Okay, ready? He knew.
Alima.
They both.
Alima.
Alima.
They.
Alima.
Alimu.
She.
Alimat.
They both.
Alimta.
Alimata.
They female.
Alimna.
Alimna.
You.
Alimta.
You both.
Alimtuma.
Alimtuma. You all.
Alimtum.
Alimtum.
You female.
Alimti.
Alimti.
You all female.
Alimtunna.
I knew.
Alimtu.
We knew.
Alimna.
Alimna.
MashaAllah, very nice. Jazakumullah khairan, folks. That's very good. All right. Next up for us is Ya'lamu. Okay? So for Ya'lamu, we're actually going to do this, inshallah, we'll just do it together. I'll type it, and you can also type, inshallah, in the chat box. If you'd like to say it, you can say that. Unmute your mic and say it out loud as well. Okay, so he knows ya'lam. Okay, that's the marfu' version, mansub or madzum. What version is that? What's the status of ya'lamu?
Yeah.
Ya'lamu is?
Marfu'.
Very good. Okay, that's great. As long as it's marfu', we're good. Now, they both know. What is that, people? start with the ya, and then ya la mani.
Ya la mani.
Ya la mani. Very good.
Ya la mani.
Ya la mani. How is this marfu? I see a kasra here. The noon. All right. Excellent. This is the one where the noon. The presence of the noon is what tells us it is marfu. Perfect. This is where, this is like the column. This is the hidden pronoun column, right? So now everything is kind of in one place. So I'm going to highlight this as hidden pronoun, and the noon I'm going to highlight like that. Okay. They know.
يَعْلَمَانِ.
Of course. Ya. La.
يَعْلَمُونَ.
يَعْلَمُونَ. Very nice. يَعْلَمُونَ. Okay. Again. Which one is this? Is this the one with this one of the five fi'ils?
Noon.
The noon, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. She knows.
تَعْلَمُ.
تَعْلَمُ. Very good. تَعْلَمُ.
Yeah.
They both know.
تَعْلَمَانِ.
تَعْلَمَانِ. MashaAllah. تَعْلَمَانِ.
تَعْلَمَانِ.
One of the five fields?
Of that.
Yes. Perfect. The noon. They female, this is the sister's corner. Start with the yeah. This is hard because we did this only last time.
Ya'alamna.
Very nice. I made this green here just to, you know, differentiate it from the first column, which is the hidden pronoun one. Okay. Okay, you know.
تعلمو.
تعلمو. Very nice. You both know.
تعلماني.
تعلماني. تعلماني. And then again, I will highlight the noon, right? Okay. You all know.
تعلمون.
تعلمون. جميل. ما شاء الله. Very nice. تعلمون. Should I highlight the noon?
Yes.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. All right. You female know.
تعلمين.
تعلمين. تعلمين. Okay. Again, the noon is there. This is the last of the five fi'ils. Then you all female.
تعلمنا.
Very good.
تعلمنا.
تعلمنا. Right, I'll change this to green again. All right. I know.
أعلم.
I know would be.
تعلم.
No, I know. أعلم. Very good. أعلم.
أعلم.
أعلم. And we know.
نعلم.
نعلم. Excellent. Very nice. MashaAllah. أحسنتم. All of you who are participating, great job. MashaAllah. جزاكم الله خيرا. Okay, that is my the marfu' version. Okay, let's do the mansub one. Okay, for mansub, we're picking again lan. Lan means will not. Okay, lan ya'lama. Okay, then they both will not.
Lan ya'lama.
Lan ya'lama. How is this mansub?
Lan.
Perfect. Remove the noon.
Noon.
And then before that, there is lan. Perfect. Excellent. They will not know.
لن يعلموا.
لن يعلموا. Very nice, mashallah. Okay, let's give everybody a moment. Those who are typing, she did not know. Just hold on, brothers, just one sec. Oh, sorry. She will not know. She will not know. Okay, Sister Nadia, more precisely. R3 Sashkil. All right, brothers, what is it?
لن تعلم.
لن تعلم. Very nice. لن تعلم. Very good. They both will not know. That will be لن
تعلم.
تعلم. All right. Now, I'll give everybody a moment here to figure this one out. The female will not know. Hold on, please.
لن يعلم.
Ah, close. Well done, Sister Mahdiya. What is this going to be? لن.
لن.
تعلمنا.
لن يع.
يَعْلَمْنَا
لَنْ
يَعْلَمْنَا
This does not change, right? The female, column 3, sisters section, does not change. They remain as is. Alright. You will not know.
لَنْ تَعْلَمَ
لَنْ تَعْلَمَ Very nice. Okay, you both will not know.
لن تعلم.
لن تعلم. You all will not know.
لن تعلم.
لن تعلم. Amazing, mashallah. And I have to add the alif here, right? Yes or no? Yeah. Yes, do. Alif al-Wiqaya for protection, yes. All right. You female will not know.
لن تعلم.
What's that gonna be, people? لن close. What's the Musa? أحسنتي سيستم هدية.
لن تعلمي.
لن تعلمي. There we go.
لن تعلمي.
لن تعلمي. Okay. Then you all females will not know.
لن تعلمنا
لن
تعلمنا
تعلمنا ما شاء الله very nice I will not know
لن أعلم
لن أعلم جميل and lastly people
لن نعلم
we will not know
لن نعلم
نَعْلَمَ Very nice. لَنْ نَعْلَمَ
لَمَ
Alright, mashallah, that is the Mansoob version. And now we're left with the Majzoom version. Okay? لَمْ did not. لَمْ يَعْلَمْ He did not know. Okay? This is the last one, inshallah. They both did not know.
لَمْ يَعْلَمْ
No. They both. Lam, yeah. Lama.
Lama.
Lam, yeah, lama.
Lama.
Correct?
Yes.
Same thing as lan, yeah, lama, except now we've replaced lan with lam. Okay, it's majzoom. The meaning is they both did not know. They did not know.
Lam, yeah, lamu.
Lam, yeah, lamu. You can actually copy-paste the column next to it and just change lan to lam, but we're going to type it out just to give everybody the opportunity to do so. If you're tired from typing on your keyboards, again, I encourage you to unmute your mic and you know participate because that's a nice way of doing things. And if you're not able to do so, then perhaps, what's it called, just at least say it out loud. But if you can try to type... then do type. I didn't unmute you. No. I didn't mute anybody. So you're more than welcome, Salim, to unmute yourself. Here, I'll do it myself. Unmute. I don't know. Something's wrong with your machine. Ah, there you are. All right. No problem, Sister Nadia. Okay, she did not know.
لم تعلم.
لم
تعلم.
تعلم.
تعلم. There you go. لم تعلم.
لم. لم تعلم.
لم تعلم. مجزوم. Has to have a سكون. Right. Okay. Then they both did not know.
لم تعلم.
لم تعلم. Okay. They all did not know.
لم تعل.
لم
تعلمنا.
Close.
لم تعلمن.
Same as this one. لم
تعلمنا.
لم
يعلمنا.
لم يعلمنا. Right. Yeah. And this one does not change, as you can see. The sister's corner one does not change at all. Actually, we'll change this to green to highlight this idea even better. It does not change at all. It remains the same. The sister corner has become a thing now.
Come love
on.
It.
That is Salim's contribution.
That's it. I'm good.
Love, yeah, that is the ones with the hidden pronoun, as you can see there. Okay, now, you did not know.
لم تعلم.
لم تعلم. لم تعلم. لم تعلم. Correct?
لم تعلم.
All right, both of you did not know.
لم تعلم.
لم تعلم. You all did not know.
لم تعلموا.
لم تعلموا. ألف or no ألف؟
ألف.
ألف.
Like that.
Okay. you female did not know.
لم تعلمي.
لم تعلمي. لم تعلمي. All right. Then you all female did not know.
لم تعلمنا.
لم
تعلمنا.
تعلمنا. Very nice. لم تعلمنا. Okay. This one is I did not know.
لم أعلم.
لم
أعلم.
أعلم.
لم.
Hmm? لم أعلم. As you can see again, this is where the R3 has to have a sukun for it to be مجزوم. We did not know.
لم نعلم.
لم نعلم. ما شاء الله. And this, folks, is alhamdulillah, a whole month's work right here. That's what we're doing for the whole month. You know, the past tense, then the present tense, the marfu', the mansub, and the madzum. That's literally like the month's work right here, all in one table. Alhamdulillah. And next thing we're going to do is add to this another column, which is command, inshallah. Hmm? Command should be very interesting. How do you feel about this now, people? How do you feel about conjugation and everything now? Past, present. Besides that, Brother Salim. It's good to have everything in one chart, alhamdulillah. More practice needed, for sure. All of us need a bit more practice. But overall, as you can see, we started slowly but surely with Alima, right? And he introducing the idea of pronouns, and now, alhamdulillah, we're here all the way to the very end. All right, so that is that. The second thing we're going to do is Quran study. Quran study is going to be now, we're going to be doing this on a consistent basis now, inshallah. And the handouts for Quran study will keep adding over here. All right. Quran study, of course, is the point of this whole course, to be able to apply whatever we've learned to the Quran, and to be able to extend our learning. But most importantly, it is to understand the Quran. And that is what we'll be doing today, inshallah ta'ala. And this is something that, inshallah, we'll do as a continuous feature now that we have the past tense and the present tense under our belt. We have enough tools to work with, inshallah. All right. So here is Suratul Fil. Suratul Fil. Did I tell you the joke about Suratul Fil? It's Salim will love this joke. Right, so there's a guy, you know, this is a fable. It goes like this, that the people are, so some Quran teacher is picking on people to recite Quran randomly. So he picks someone to recite Quran. He said, you read Surah Nahl, right? Surah Nahl is the honeybee. Surah Nahl is about half a juz. So he reads the Surah Nahl. Then the next one, he picks, you read Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is 2.5 juz. So he reads Surah Baqarah. And then he picks on the third one. He's like, hey, you read Surah Al-Fil. So this man runs away, thinking that Surah Al-Fil is going to be very big. Because it's from the elephant. All right. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, they tell us. Now, the interesting thing about that story, when I hear it, I'm like, like, didn't the guy... how can the guy not know? Like, he can hear somebody read Surah Baqarah but not realize that, you know, the surah sizes are not related to the animal that's named after. But khalas, the joke still remains. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So Surah Fil is not that long. Surah Fil is actually only a few ayat, 5 ayat in total. And we will be, inshallah, studying it. Now, here is how we'll be doing it. We're going to write some of the grammar notes here. And then we'll be writing the word-to-word translation here. Okay? Now, I'm going to separate these two. Okay? All right. So... Tell me what is A? It's A? It's A? Ism fi'l harf, tell me that. It's a harf, right? Okay. It's a harf to ask question. Okay, it's a harf to ask a question. What is lam? Lam is harf, but what type of harf? Harf jazm, right? Yes or no, people? People, you're with me. Harf jazm. Lam. Okay? Tara. What would be tara? If this is a harf jazm, what comes after a harf jazm? Fa'il. Okay. What type of fa'il? Past, present. Present. And what is the status of this present tense fa'il? Majzum. Very good. What's the pronoun of this fair? Now, this is a tricky one. You probably won't be able to tell this right away, so let us actually explore this. All right, let's go to we will go to the Quran dictionary here. All right, so tell me from this, right, have you not considered alam tara? Can you guess? If this is in present tense, the ta, is this part of the root or is this part of the first letter of the present tense? Just like ta'alamu, ya'alamu, first letter of the present tense, right? Just like this. The ta, yeah? The ya. Correct? Okay. So it is in fact not part of the root. What's my R1? Bar one. Ra, great. What's R2? You don't know that. You can't see it. R3, also you can't see it. Okay? This is a very interesting fi'l. R1 is only thing that's visible right now. Subhanallah, what is happening? This is what's called irregular fi'l. Irregular fi'l. And they are truly irregular. They will do things that are random. The root letters are actually Ra, R1, Hamza, R2, Ya, R3. Okay, I'll actually write this here for you. R1 is Ra. R2 is a Hamza. Let's write Hamza like this. R3 is a Ya. Now, whenever you have R3 as Ya, you have an irregular fi'l. This means you have irregular fi'l. Its past tense is as follows. Ra'a. Ra'a. Which means he saw. Present tense is Yara, which means he sees. All right. This, by the way, is a little, this is steps to Arabic part 3, the last thing we're going to do. But this is the advantage of Quran study. It allows us to quickly look at some of these fi'ils because they come in the Quran, right? He sees. Now you see over here, it is all over the place. 328 times in the Quran. You have Ra'a, which means to see. حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. Until we see Allah. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We have seen your turning of your face to the sky. This is Allah saying to the Prophet ﷺ. Okay? أَلَمْ تَرَى. You see how many أَلَمْ تَرَى's there here? This expression repeats a lot. Do you not see? Do you not see? Do you not see? That is what the expression actually means. From this, if we go all the way down to the last juz, we have, of course, the past tenses are وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Have you seen the one who denies the religion? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Right here is where we are. Okay? تَرَ is actually, if يَرَ is he sees, how can I say you see? Can you tell me that? Just guess. تَرَ, right? How would I say I see? Ara, very good. How would I see, or how would I say, we see? Nara. You see? No pun intended there. Tara, you see. When it's madzum, the last letter is also dropped. And that's how actually it denotes it being madzum. So in fact, the actor here is what? The pronoun is you. What's the actor? It's hidden pronoun you. Isn't that right? Hidden pronoun you. Is that my fa'il for the jumla? Will I have an outside fi'il? No, I will not, because I only have outside fi'il with he or she. Perfect. Okay. So if the case is that this is my fi'il, I will color it red. All right? That's my fire. Are you with me, people? Kaifa, what is Kaifa? Isn't fi'il harf, what is Kaifa? Kaifa is actually a harf. Yep. Kaifa is actually a harf. How? This is something, there's really, it's the only way to know it is just through memory. Okay? It's not going to have properties. So it's not an ism. Cannot have a actor, does not have a tense. So it can't be a fi'l. So by default, then it's left to be a harf. Okay? By the way, alam tara, this is like I was telling you, it's actually a very frequent fi'l in the Quran, so it's important for us to see it. Yarahu, yarahu, bi anna Allaha yara. Alam tara, kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. If you go to the very end, actually, it shows you another interesting example, which is a type of a fi'l or a type of an ism that is come from first, that comes from the same root. Ri'a. What does ri'a mean? Do you know? Ria is arrogance. Okay, ria, arrogance is it's a good, it's close. Ria, it is to show off. Perfect. Thank you, Bernasir. It's to show off. And that's because when you show off, you want to be seen, right? You want to be seen. That's why the root is from the same letters. Ra'a, to see, you saw. Ri'a, to be seen. Okay, look at this ayah. La tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Do not invalidate your charities with reminders or injury. Okay, kalladhi, like the one who yunfiqu ma lahu, he spends his money. Ri'a an-nas, only to be seen by the people. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And he does not believe in Allah nor in the last day. You may think, people, that's how the Quran describes it. So ria is actually from the same root. It's a quite dangerous thing. The Quran uses it here. Ria an-nas, also here. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمَالَهُمْ ria an-nas, showing off to spend. And also in the context of going for a battle. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. People who left their houses to fight بَطَرًا insolently, arrogantly, وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, and to be seen by the people. So this is some instances of it in the Quran. Now, كَيْف, coming back to كَيْف, كَيْف is a harf. كَيْف is used for كَيْفَ حَالُك, yes, of course, but it means how. Kaif means how. All right. What is fa'ala? Fa'ala is a fi'l. Great. Past or present? Past. Very good. What is the pronoun? Fa'ala is hidden pronoun. He. You with me, people? Is there an outside fa'il, possibly? Yes, we check. Is Rabbuka, is this it? Right, which part of Rabbuka? Rabbuka is two words, right? It's part of Rabbuka, people. Rabbu. Yes. Right? Okay, perfect. So we will actually not say this is the fa'il. We will do what? we will strike this through and say that Rabbu is the fa'il. Correct? What is also Rabbu? Is there anything else? Mudaf. And then ka. Mudaf ilayhi. You with me, people? How many words are here in bi ashabi? Two words. What's the first word? Harf jar. Jazakallahu khair. Harf jar. What's the second word? Ism majrur. Very good. MashaAllah. Great job. Jazakumullahu khair. Harf jar ism majrur. Bi ashabi. What is ashabi perhaps as well? Mu'al, Mutanin, Fa'aba Majroor. Mudaf, thank you. It is Mudaf as well. It is Mudaf. And Al-Fili is Mudaf Ilayhi. Right? You with me, Vivo? MashaAllah, that's ayah number one. What does it mean? What does A mean? Did, right? Question, right? It's for questioning. Did or have. Lam, what does lam mean? Did not. Very good. Not. Tara. You see or past. The meaning for lam is past, right? You saw or have seen. Okay. Let's just pick it. You saw. Just to make it a little easier there. Okay? Did you not? Lam changes the meaning to past. Right, Brother Musa? Lam changes the meaning to past. You with me? Even though the fi'l is still a present tense fi'l. Okay, now alam tara is talking about seeing something. It's talking to the Prophet ﷺ. Kaifa, what does kaifa mean? Kaifa means how. Oops. Fa'ala. Fa'ala. He did, or should I just put did? I put did because he is not my fa'il, right? Did Rabbuka your Lord, right? B, what does B mean? B means with. Okay, excellent. What is ashabi? From the same word as sahaba. Companions. Okay, should I put da? Or no da? There's no your there though, right? Ashabi. Rabbuka is your Lord. That's the kadir. Hmm? Yes, that. Why, Sister Umar, why yes, that? Because no tanween. Okay, something a bit more precise. Because mudaf ilayhi has al. Mudaf ilayhi has al, so it is definite or indefinite? It is indefinite. So then the mudaf will also be definite. So I will use with the companions. Of companions of Al-Fili, the elephant. A companion is no companion is ashab. Sahaba is also the plural for companions. Is the audio okay for everybody else? Just checking my audio. Seems to be okay with here. It's sketchy. Oh, hold on. Audio settings. Yes, I'm trying to put an S here and it keeps taking it away, Sister Solange. Every time I put companions, see, it just disappears. Mashallah. Why is that doing that? I don't know. Hey, I put companions. Watch this. Magic trick.
Your font's too big.
Is it?
Yeah, lower the font. Should come.
No. Definitely something.
On your computer.
Some interesting things. I see that. Oh, buddy. Okay, take the off here. Oh. Yeah, you know it's companions now. I'll put it like this. Okay, there we go. You know now it's companions. All right. The mysteries of Microsoft Word. Who will tell you what that is? All right, so that's the first ayah. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen how your Lord did with the companions of the elephant? Right? Who are these companions of the elephant?
Abraha, right?
Abraha, perfect, yeah. Right? Did the Prophet see this? Did he see this himself? He did not see it. Why not? Because he wasn't born then. He was born the year it happened. Right? Okay, very good. So, why would Allah say, have you not seen? Why do you think, people? The eye of the mind. Great. Tara in the Quran, actually. Tara in the Quran. The see is not just to see with your eyes. Tara in the Quran is for seeing of the eyes. Araita alladhi yanha, for example. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah sees. But also to consider something. To consider. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not considered? That's a translation that we have in our handout. Okay? Because this is not just seeing and that's it. It is actually considering something for us to think about the rest of us as well. Okay? Examples are quite few. Uh, maybe if you look at provide, oh, to this is an example, yes, to provide it as an example, correct, absolutely. Look at this. فَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. This is an interesting example. Then is the one to whom the evil of his deed has been made attractive, so he considers it to be good. Right? This is not just seeing. This is actually a person believing that what they're doing is right. Hmm? So they are convinced that what they're doing is right, even if what they're doing is wrong. So this is a good example of that as well, where ra'a is used in the context of not just like physically seeing, but actually the meaning of it. Like you understand it to mean something. All right. Did you not see? All right. Very good. Next up. Alam yaj'al kaidahum. Let's put this in the next thing here. In English we say, you see what I mean. Yes, indeed. Alhamdulillah. Okay, next up. Alam yaj'al. All right, what is a? First, ism fi'l harf. Harf. And it means? Did have to ask a question. Hmm? Okay, we'll put did for now. Okay, lam. What is lam? Harf of jazm. Great. Harf of jazm. It means what? Not. Okay, very good. Yaj'al. What is yaj'al? Fa'al. More information. Present tense. More information. Zoom, thank you. What is the pronoun of the fa'il? Hidden pronoun, he, thank you. Okay, is this my fa'il? Could there be an outside fa'il? Yes or no? Could there be? There could be, because hidden pronoun, he, okay. Let's check. Can kaidahum be the outside fa'il? No, why not? Not marfu, it's mansub, perfect. Right? Fi tadlilin, can tadlil be it? Can it? Why not? Not marfu'. Perfect. Okay, so then we would say that hidden pronoun he is our. Is our what? Fa'il. Yay. All right. Yaj'al. What does it mean? He made. Right? So you would translate it as, did he not make? When you put it together, you will put together one more row here, right? This would be, did he not make? Like that, see? This does make it past tense. Yes, you're right. But I don't know if you can say, did he not made. I don't know if that makes sense in English. Do you see? Like the same problem that we ran into here. If we were to join these two, right? Did you not see? Did he not make? Right? Kaidahum. It's two words I already separated for you. it's still past tense. Like he made. To think about it this way, he made their plan misguided, right? Didn't he? That's the kind of the way the question is posed. You see? All right. Kaidahum. What is Kaida? If he was not past meaning, would it be does not make? Ah, thank you, Solange. Kaida is ism, yes. But what is Kaida in its grammatical place here? Mudaf, excellent as well. But I'm looking for something else before Mudaf. So Jumla Fa'aliya, I have Fa'al and Fa'al. I am looking for a Maf'ul, and well done, Sister Rosanna. Is it Maf'ul? Yes, because it is Mansoor. Also, it is what? Mudaf. And Mudaf alayhi. Very good. Kaidahum, what does kaid mean? Let's look it up. What are the root letters for kaid? Kaid. What's R1? Kaid. Tell me. Kaf. Very good. Yeah. And what's the last root letter? Dal. Excellent. Kaid. Comes in the Quran 35 times. Okay. Form one as the fi'l. Kada yakidu. Is there a problematic letter here? Yes. Which one is that? The ya, right? Okay. Look at how it comes. Kadhalika kidna li Yusuf. Okay. Thus we did plan for Joseph. The word is kidna. You see this? What is my... this is a past tense, Farron. Can you tell me what is my actor here for Kidna? The actor. Oui. Excellent. Na, right? Na is the actor, the fa'il, representing we. Yes or no? But you see R1... And you see R3, but what's missing? R2 is missing. Anything where one of R1 or R2 or R3 is ya becomes an irregular fa'il. And that's when irregular stuff happens to it. Okay? But this is again an example of that. Kidna. Right? Also in the Quran we have إنهم يكيدون كيدا. يكيدون. Can you tell me from يكيدون? This one is not that difficult because you can see all of the root letters, right? يكيدون. What's the pronoun? They, right? That's the yes or no? Just like يعلمون. Yakiduna. You with me? They are plotting. Innahum. They are planning. Kaidan. A plan. What does Allah say? Wa akidu kaida. Wa akidu. What is the pronoun? Hidden pronoun I, right? Akidu. Just like a'lamu. Are you able to see that, people, between the two? Like our conjugation for the regular verbs and our conjugation for the irregular verbs. I'm trying to, you know, like show you how that looks like, yeah? Okay, perfect. Akidu kaidan. I'm planning a plan, right? Kaid is a plan, right? Kaid is a plan or a plot or a strategy Right? وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Tell them that my plan is very strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And this is not like a, it's a threat actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very dangerous threat. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. That's a very dangerous threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Of course here, لَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ. Their plan. Are you with the people? So, كَيْدَهُمْ means what? Their plan, right? All right. Fee, what's fee? That should be easy, inshallah. Harf jar. Thank you. Harf jar. What is tadleelin? Ism majroor. Jameel. Jiddan. Jiddan. Harf jar is the easiest part though, right? Okay. What is fi? Oh, actually, we'll change the mafrool to like a nice blue hair just so that it stands out. Okay. Okay. Harf jar fi. Fi means. Fi means. Not with, more like in. There we go. In. Very good. Tadleelin. Tadleel, tell me the root letters. I'll start you. Dad. R2. Lam. R3. Lam. Yeah? Is this something of a strange... Something strange here about this one. Something irregular, let's put it that way. Right? R1, bod. R2, okay, how about irregular, Brother Salim? R3, lam. Yeah, in between, okay, that's a pattern, but between the roots, bod, lam, lam. Is there anything irregular here? How about R2 and R3 are the same? That's irregular, right? So it's not, nothing is bad, Brother Salim, alhamdulillah. It's just irregular. So if you were to take the fi'l out of it, something you want to say? Or, oh, okay. Right? The fi'l is like this. Dalla. It's written like this. Dalla, which means he lost. Or he went astray. There's more than that to irregular fails. But yes, those are two of the main categories, Brother Salim, for sure. The two main ones. Okay. Yadillu. Yadillu. What would be the translation for Yadillu? E. Goes astray, correct? You with me, people? Okay, let's look up the word tadlil. Dad, lam, lam. Yes? All right, you look at how frequent this verb is in the Quran, or this root is. 191 times in the Quran. That's a lot. Dalla also comes as adalla. This is family four. Huh? Then it comes as dalal as an ism. Dalala as an ism. Dal. This is actually the actor. Tadlil. That's a masdar. Mudil. All these instances comes, okay? Dalla, He went astray. He went astray and to err. يشترون الضلالة. To purchase misguidance. الضلالة is misguidance. And they want that you lose the path. You stray from the path. Okay? Other examples of this is to lead astray. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. This is family four. Okay? To lead someone astray. Okay? If you go then to other examples, ضلال. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They were in clear error beforehand. Okay? Another example of this would be وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. The dua of Nuh alayhi salam. Oh Allah, do not increase the wrongdoers in anything except misguidance. Meaning, the only thing you give them now is misguidance. Very, very strong dua from a prophet that was very patient. 950 years. And then his patience ran out. Okay? الضلالة. الضلالة. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. These are people who have purchased misguidance by trading it for trading guidance and getting in back return misguidance. Okay, it's a trade that they made. Okay, exactly. Yes. رَيْنَا كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. That's the word, right? Well, that's where it comes from. Absolutely. جزاكَ خير. They have purchased this, like they have exchanged guidance for misguidance, meaning these are people who are around the Prophet ﷺ. They could be the bearers of guidance for all of humanity. But what they've done is that they have purchased, they have traded that away and have become the bearers of misguidance for all of humanity. Like, what a loss. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تَجَارَتُهُمْ. What a massive loss. Okay? That is that. Surah Baqarah, of course, talking about the munafiqun, the hypocrites. You had ضَالِّين. ضَالِّين is the plural in the mansub and majroor form. ضَالُّون is in the marfu form. Okay? The ones who have gone astray. Huh? غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. Okay? Their repentance is not accepted and they are the ones who are misguided. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. He found you lost. Or he found you. He found you lost. So he guided you. This is from Surah وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Right? And then you have Dhalin, of course, the same thing. Tadlil, astray, right? Something that misses the mark. Okay? Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil in misguidance. Right? People, are you with me? All right. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Okay. Did he not make their plan in misguidance? Yes? Does that make sense, people? So far, so good. Yes? All right. Next one. Wow. Oh boy. What is what? It's more into versus in. I think the in part, fi tadlil, is there's more like a balagha purpose there. Actually, it's a good point. Let me expand on that. The idea of in is something that's trapped. Like, water is in a container, in a glass. It's all inside it, right? There's none of it outside the glass. So this idea is actually applicable in Arabic in many places, where in means something is trapped inside something exclusively. So their whole plan was trapped inside misguidance. Imagine if like misguidance is a cup and their plan is the water. It's just completely trapped inside misguidance. There's nothing that, you know, is guided about their plan. It's similar to إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Human beings are in a loss. They are trapped in a loss unless they are the ones who believe and do good deeds, etc. Right? So that's why in is there. But yeah, into is okay as well. We're doing a word by word translation just to pick up the vocabulary and try to make sense of the meaning, right? We're trying to do two things. We're trying to apply our knowledge of grammar and also pick up vocabulary by doing this word by word translation. Yeah. And sometimes when it doesn't make sense, we'll try to put it together. It doesn't make sense. So. All right. Wa is a harf. Perfect. Yes or no? What is arsala? Arsala is a fi'l. What type of fi'l? You can look at the translation here to guess if you're unsure. If you're saying present, I can see why. You're thinking it's like arsala is like a'lamu, right? But if it was, it would actually be arsalu, right? Yes or no? In fact, this is arsala. This is actually past tense, and this is family four. It's family four. And again, if you're not able to pick that up right now, that's not a problem. So you need the translation as like the as like a training wheel. Okay. So arsala, he sent. Yep. Okay. What is the fa'il? Hidden pronoun. He. Is that my fa'il? Or is there an outside fa'il? Yes or no, people? Tell me. What's the outside fa'il? No outside, right? Because tayran is mansub, ababila is mansub, so it's not, right? In fact, this would be my fa'il. Correct? Perfect. What is the translation? Wa means? And what does arsala mean? Arsala comes from the word rasul. Ra sin lam. What do you think it means? He sent. Great. Right? Let me show you this just to give you certainty on this matter. Arsala, send, from the same root as Rasul and Risala. Okay, very good. And he sent. And he sent. Past tense? Yes, past tense. How many words is Alayhim? Every time I ask that question, I think you know the answer is at least two, right? All right. What is alay? What harf? More information, please. Harf, John, thank you. Harf. Harf, John. Alay. Yes, what is alay actually? Let's remind ourselves. On. So I have, how do I say on in Arabic? I say it as like this. Ala. On. Right? Or upon. Now, if I want to say on or upon him, what do? I take ala and I add to that he. What do I get? Alayhi. How about on them? Alay. Home would be okay, no problem. But let's try alay. Him. Okay. How about on you? Alay. Right? Assalamu alayka. How about you all? Assalamu alaykum. You guys get it now, right? Make sense? All right. Alhamdulillah. Very nice. Him would be what? It's a majrur. Very good. Jazakumullah khair. Alayhim, meaning upon them, on them, upon them, same thing, right? I'll put upon on them, both of them. Okay. Tayran. Tayran. What is it here? Tayran. Tayran is an ism definitely, but I need more information than that. It is a maf'ul. It is a maf'ul. Right? Look at this. He sent against them. What did he send? Birds. Right? That's the acted upon. That's your maf'ul. He sent and it is also a mansub, so it is a fa'ul, isn't it? What is the meaning of tayran? Birds. Ababil means in flocks. Like an adjective, yes. No, sorry, it is an adjective, yes, but it's also like expressing in what way were they sent. Birds, not just any birds, they're sent as a flock, okay? Maybe as flocks. Ababil, okay, tell me, is this mansub tayran? Zababila mansub. As flocks. Okay. Is tayran definite? No. Ababila is a definite. No. Okay. So take my word for it right now. But what am I gonna write here, people? Mudaf has a tanween. Come on. Man'ut na'at. Man'ut na'at. Now you'll be like, what's up with no tanween here and tanween here? We'll talk about that when we get back to our Jumla Ismiya. We're going to go back and revisit Jumla Ismiya. When we get there, I will refresh your memory with this ayah again, inshallah. Okay? But for now, just those two things should allow me to write Man'ud Na'at here without upsetting you too much. Right? And he sent upon them birds as flocks. Okay? What are these birds doing? تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ تَرْمِيهِمْ Alright, ترميهم. ترمي definitely two words. I'm separating this here. Inshallah. Right? All right. What is the first word there? ترمي. Is it an ism, fi'l, or a harf? The fair, very good. Jazakum Allah khair. Okay, can you guess the root letters? R1. R1 is ra, perfect. R2. Meme. R3. What is this now? Irregular, right? Okay, here is the fear. Rama, he threw. Yarmi, he throws. How would you say she throws? Try it. How would you say she throws? Tarmi. How would I say I throw? Army. How would I say we throw? Narmi, right? You see how, this, it works even for irregular fi'ls. Right? It still works. Now what's interesting is, do you know when you go for Hajj and you stone the Jamarat, what is it? Perfect Sunadiyah, what is it called? Rami, right? Rami. That's where it comes from. To throw. Okay? So tarmihim is actually a fi'l. And it is present, and it is marfu, mansub, or madzum. What do you think? Take a guess, people. If there's nothing to make it mansub or madzum, what's it going to be by default? Marfu, right? Perfect. It is marfu, actually. You're like, well, I don't see any dhammas anywhere. That's because it's irregular. That's all right. But I also hope you don't see a harf of nasb or jazm before it. Right? Okay. What's the pronoun? Yes? Of the four here, which one would it be? Of these four. Pick one. Good pick. Hidden pronoun she. Now your question would be like, the question would be, why is it hidden pronoun she? I'll answer that question later, inshallah, in when we go back to visit Jumla Ismiya. Okay? There's some things about ism that we didn't do. But this will be answered then. But right now, we will leave this as that. Stones is feminine? No, and stones are not feminine right now. Oh, stones is feminine, but here the birds are the ones that it's referring to, right? Who is this she referring to? She is referring to birds. Okay. What's him? Him is the attached pronoun attaching to a fi'l. Tell me, people. Come on, people. Maf'ool. Maf'ool. I know you're tired, but let's finish this up, inshallah. Maf'ool. Okay, now tell me. What is the translation of this? She throws she throws them. What's she here? The birds. The birds. You with me, people? Would it be she throws them, or would it be she throws at them, right? You with me? She throws at them. What? What's B? Harf jar. What's hijaratin? Ism majrur, right? Very good. With hijara. What's hijara? Stones or rocks, it's fine, right? Stones, rocks, same thing, right? Min, what is min? Harf dar, right? And what is, folks, what's sijilin? Sijilin is ism majrur again. Min means from. Sijil, hard clay. Sijil is hard clay. Tarmihim, she throws at them with stones, i.e. Can you translate this for me, people? What would be the translation? She, birds, throws stones at them. You with me? The maf'ool is them. The fa'il is she. And throws is the fa'il. And stones here, hajar ism majrur, is something that is, you know, related to the meaning. It's thrown, like what's thrown? Stones, right? But we won't call it maf'ul because it is actually majrur. Bi hijaratin. You see that? Alright. Faja'alahum. Do we have a minute? Oh no, we have. Can we finish this, please? It's only like three lines or three columns. Alright. Fa. What is fa? Fa is a harf. Harf jar? No. Fa is a. That's the harf. Connector harf? Sure, but just harf right now. Ja'ala. What's ja'ala? Fa'il. But more precisely, past. And I need the pronoun. Hidden pronoun he. Is there an outside fa'il? No outside fa'il. Yay. There could be, but there isn't. So we will say this is our fa'il. Alhamdulillah. And what's home? What is home, people? Home is the attached pronoun that is the maf'ul. Thank you. Very well done. Maf'ul. Perfect. Ya is a harf. What type of harf do you think? Look at Asfin. I have to tell you. Harf jar, thank you. Ka is a harf jar. What's Asfin? Ism majrur. Very good. Okay. Alright, Asfin is majrur. Ma'kulin is majrur. Asfin is definite. Definite? Not definite, right? No. Ma'kul, definite or not? Not. So they're matching. What is this going to be also? Al-'ud and na'at. I like that. Man na'at. All right. What is the meaning? So, ja'ala he made whom them he made them ja means like ja means like asfin as would be straw asfin is straw ma'kul chewed up, you know, or eaten, right? Like, it's actually not, asp is not necessarily straw. This is like the kind of stuff that, like, animals eat, like fodder. I think better would be like fodder. So like chewed up fodder. That's how they were destroyed. That they weren't, like, you can't even tell who is what. It's just chewed up fodder. All right, alhamdulillah. So that, folks, is Surah Al-Fil. How do you feel about that? No pun intended there either. Good, alhamdulillah. This is, again, something we will be doing more and more now. Okay, we have our Surah Hud passage next. We will take like some time in class to do... To do our concepts, whatever it is that we're learning. And then we're going to go back and apply everything to the ayah because, again, that's the point. We want to be able to apply everything and also to learn what the ayah is saying. Let's quickly listen to the recording of the surah and then we'll end with that, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
جزاكم الله خيرا. الحمد لله. That was, I think, a good Quran study. A good way to recap everything. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Khusri's voice obviously is very beautiful. جزاكم الله خيرا. All right, inshallah, I'll see you all hopefully in the tutorial, or actually in the Qamar tutorial. Sister Solange will see you. And then after that on Monday, I will see you. And we will start our study of the command tense, inshallah, and continue our study of the Quran as well. Okay, is that a good idea? Have some time every class, some Quran. Yes or no? Right? Yes. All right, alhamdulillah. That's great. Inshallah, I'll see you all soon. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وإياكم.